Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will be generally mixed across a big part of the region. We will expect to see some areas picking up on a little bit of precipitation while others are trying to dry down a bit. The moisture totals with this event will probably run a quarter to three quarters of an inch across that Ohio River Basin area. We'll expect to see everybody else in the Midwest staying relatively dry during this period of time, but another disturbance will likely work its way to the east across the plains and into the western Corn Belt as we move towards the first part of next week. A deepening low-pressure system over Nebraska on Sunday is expected to work its way eastward and northward, and as it does, we'll see a little mini blizzard starting to evolve across the eastern portions of South Dakota into Minnesota. That storm system will move to the east-northeast and without moving in across the heart of the Midwest. There may be a few showers to get trailed from the cool front that's associated with that low-pressure system as we move into Monday night and Tuesday, but the precipitation totals will be very light across the lower parts of the Midwest. Nevertheless, it's still precipitation that could interfere with some early season farming activity. We'll continue to monitor that period. Another storm system, the one that we've been talking about forever, it seems like, on the 1st and 2nd of April, which is Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, will come into the hard red winter wheat country. It'll bring a little bit of light rainfall to many areas. It's not going to be a very impressive event, though. A lot of dry air will come in behind that system. It'll be very difficult to get any kind of meaningful increase in soil moisture to take place. But that storm system will become better organized as it moves across the heart of the Midwest, and that is expected to occur as we get into Wednesday and Thursday of next week. We could see again some significant rains occurring in the Ohio River Basin. Bottom line is we won't be able to get into some of these fields for quite a little while. And we may see some warming take place across portions of the lower Midwest that will raise soil temperatures, but with all the moisture that's going to come, it'll be virtually impossible to get out there and work the fields aggressively. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.